Jennifer and Doug and Roberta. Put them in any order you want. Help yourself. The Doug Stephan routine.
Collect all three.
Yeah, right, exactly. And pass go. It's Tuesday, October the 8th, and there are things going on in New York. The Giants football team off to a rough start. 0-5. In fact, a strip club in New York has decided to stop airing their games because they are depressing the customers who come into the club. Story at DougStephan.com. We don't have any pictures of the strip club there, though, Ken. What's the story? Why do we not have any pictures of the strip club?
I thought it best we probably didn't have any pictures of the strip club.
You're not going to buy the merchandise if you can see the pictures for free, Dougie.
Oh, is that how it works?
Come on.
Ah, okay. Next up in the news department, because that's what we do here, is discuss what's going on in the news and hopefully what it means to you. Or you tell us what it means to you. 888-302-3684. Kenny, we've sort of gotten off a little bit essence of where we are in Twitter and Facebook, because it's pretty much been all about the shutdown and or health care, right? Have we deviated from that now, hopefully today, a bit, Kenny?
We have. We posted on the Facebook page about Esquire saying that Scarlett Johansson is the sexiest woman alive.
Uh-huh.
Lots of comments on that. Kevin says she's very nice and the star-making machine never sleeps.
Uh-huh.
Tim says, no, I married the sexiest woman alive.
Ah, good
that
for him.
That is sweet. Husband
Perfect.
Of the year right there.
Yep.
Jesus says Jennifer Horne is the sexiest woman alive.
Jesus, you're making me blush. I love you.
Uh-huh.
And Susan is not happy at all about this.
No.
She says, are you kidding? What a joke. She's attractive, but not the sexiest by far.
No.
There are billions of women in the world, and there's no way you can say that.
I don't agree. Right, exactly. Jennifer, Roberta, sexy. We all have our idea about what's sexy. What's sexy to one isn't sexy to another. So I think it's hard to put things together. There are lists, though. There are always, we love lists, we love polls, we love things that sort of help us to focus on one thing. Okay,
yeah, it
today,
organizes our
who's
thoughts.
Right, exactly. So these things have a place in discussion. As a matter of fact, speaking of lists, in the next half hour, Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, is going to be here. We're going to talk about exercise and how many minutes are enough.
Mm.
One, two, three, four, 10, 15, 20, half hour, hour? What works? And there are a couple of other things that are rooted in that discussion, so you'll want to stick around for that. There's a report out today that the United States has moved a couple of hundred Marines to a base in Italy in case they are needed for embassy security in Libya. I earlier was discussing, and I'll go back to this because I think a lot of people ought to hear, this is, I don't know if this is a theory. I know that I feel strongly about my words. You can categorize them any way you want to. I feel, as we look at all of the discussions today, going back to these two grabs that were made over the weekend, and what, in terms of Libya, we did. We've said we're going to go get terrorists wherever they are and not pay much attention to the governments. We've told the world that. So this guy that blew up a couple of embassies in 1998, the reason he did that is because of something that we did before, and we did what we did before because of something they did before, and what they did was because of something we did before, and it goes back decades and moves ahead. At what point and how does this all stop? When does it stop? We're sending Marines in case these guys, the Libyans, now say we're going to go grab Americans wherever we can get them and hold them for hostage till this other fellow is released. How would you feel if you were a mother or father of somebody, you have students that may be touring in some group in Libya? If Americans are in Libya, they better get the heck out of there.
I wouldn't let my kid go on a tour in Libya.
Well, yeah. Get them out of there. But there are plenty of Americans, business people and others, who are in Libya. Representing American companies, plenty of them. They could grab them all over the place. So I bring this to the surface because it bothers me that this stuff just goes on and on and on. It never stops. It's like an excuse for another war, and one wonders whether we're just getting suckered again by the military-industrial complex. Let's start another war. let's shoot up some more people, blow up some more buildings, so we can have more ordnance and more armaments. And it's just, where does it go? Where does it stop? 888-302-3684. I'm very interested, as probably you are, in any number of things. Opinions about the shutdown. If you feel like you're not getting your say, help yourself to 888-302-3684. There is a segment of the political world that is betting on a default. You think that we've heard a lot, I think you heard a lot last couple of days, suggesting that we could never allow a debt default. I'm not so sure. There are some of these people that have such hardline ideas that I'm betting that whether there's enough of them. I don't like to put my money on anything that's negative. But when you listen to some of these people, the segments of certain parties, who and frankly, I agree with them. We are, and this whole shutdown has shown once again, like it did in 1995, the extraordinary reach of government, the extraordinary waste in government.
Too
I was
big.
Talking earlier about mm-hmm. how many people are in jail and what it costs us, and now is the way we found out, because you look at some of these budget items, 54% of the people in jail are there for soft crimes, and we're spending $40,000, $50,000 a year to house them there, and they're not on the unemployment list. So, excuse me, what in the world are we doing? Federal Reserve Monetary Chairman Vincent Reinhart is the managing chief director for Morgan Stanley, says this is great political theater, but the debt ceiling is not a useful threat because politicians are threatening to shoot themselves as they will shoulder the blame for the serious global economic consequences of a default. The world will plummet into darkness economically if the United States defaults on its obligations. Up to the point of extreme idiocy, these people will go and they will stop, some say. Others say they're going to let it go. If that's the case, again, oddly enough, I'm on both sides of this because I think we spend way too much money. We're way too much in debt. And I can't tell you that I have an answer on how to fix it except just stopping and cutting out some of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
Yeah.
But if you default on your obligations, you've seen how inveigled the government is in our lives in this country. And just multiply that. The Americans have gotten themselves inveigled in the governments and the business lives of people in pretty much every country in the world. So if the government defaults and can't pay for its obligations, what happens then?
I don't think they're going to default. I don't think we're going to see that. I don't think so.
Well,
I think it'll come to an end. It'll wrap up in the next week or so. I think it has to. But I don't understand with this lack of...
It does have to. You're right. But
yeah.
Will it?
I think it will. But I mean, I don't know. That's just my crack opinion for whatever it's worth. But I think that people aren't willing to send us too far up.
I don't think people understand. I think the people who are behind this are not bright. And they don't understand it. They're very not very bright at all.
Where the negotiation went, you know, when the last time the government...
There isn't any.
The last time there was a government shutdown underneath Clinton at least came to the table.
Clinton was a good president.
And he came to the table, and they negotiated, and they worked things out. It's like no one's moving here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I can't
say... We have terrible leadership. Boehner is a numbskull.
And I actually am standing
Harry
with
Reid
Boehner
is
because
worse.
I feel like he's done more to negotiate than the president.
They haven't done anything, either one of them. Neither of them. They're all numbskulls.
Everybody has the attitude that it's my way or the highway.
Yes.
Everybody is trying to hold everyone out, and it doesn't.
No,
on,
it doesn't.
On all sides, it doesn't work, and everybody has their pride and their ego now, and nobody wants to give in an inch.
I love everybody that says, well, once we get the Senate and the White House back, then we can really do
good
things.
Luck
the
on
Democrats
that.
Say, once we get the House back, then we can do things. Hello, people.
It's all
this
about
system,
them.
Well, this system was set up, it's running exactly as it should. One party's in control of one House, you know, and the other party is in control of the Senate. This is the way the system is supposed to work for checks and balances. But no one wants to work with each other.
Here's a history lesson from a guy in the Tax Policy Center, who wrote in his blog, the last time this game of chicken was taking place, Congress raised the debt ceiling at the 11th hour in 1979. The government defaulted because Treasury's back office was on the fritz. That is, they had, it was the same scenario. People had been furloughed and sent home and whatever because they couldn't pay their bills. So there was default, and it was pretty embarrassing and pretty difficult. Did we survive? Well, here we are. There is survival, but it just, the upset that is caused by this, I think that's my point of view. I don't like upset. I don't like stress. I don't like this fear factor and the anger. It doesn't get us anyplace. What say you? 888-302-3684, 18 after, and good day.
Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
Rolaids. Now that's how you spell relief.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes. You could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit Barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Last night's edition of The Voice, Michael Lynch singing Bailamos, Christina Blake,
right,
and CeeLo, all on Michael and their team. So let's listen to this guy for a minute. Who had the original hit of this?
Enrique Iglesias,
yeah, okay. All right, do we like this? This is actually not bad.
I like it. Different.
I'm not jumping up and saying, run and get this guy, but he's better than most of the people we've listened to off and on this morning. So, you think?
I think so.
It would sound better if we could hear you, actually, Roberta. That would be a nice thing, too.
Is that better?
Like night and day.
Hey, it's Roberta. Spanish usually sounds better.
Christina got this guy. All right, so that's Michael Lynch.
You think? You think Christina? Who else would get him but Christina?
I don't know enough about him. CeeLo probably wouldn't want him. Blake, he certainly isn't. Yeah, okay, no. It's not country, yeah. All right, thank you, Roberta. Here's a lady named Deanna singing Stars. Are the people that come at the end at a disadvantage because many of the teams have picked all, if not
so.
Most of their members?
So
these
yeah.
people kind of on the...
Because they want to get like that, you know, final, like the delicious dessert. They don't want to just take...
Yeah, but is it fair? Some of these people sound as good, if not better, than those who were chosen early on.
Oh, I'm sure that it's probably very random in their how they place them on the show.
Yeah. Well, you think that's the case, really?
But I do. I do think it is, though, advantageous to go kind of in the middle. Not first and not last.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, she didn't get picked by anybody, so she's out. Next up, singer Brian Pounds.
Wow, that was really interesting.
All right. Let's try this one. Wagon Wheel. Sounds like a Blake deal, right?
It's a great song by Darius Rucker. Hootie.
Turn off the road and pray to God. I see headlights.
Right. You like it or not?
I made it down the road for 17 hours. Picking me a bogey at dark.
Not loving it.
No.
No.
Blake picks him for the obvious reasons. So that's Brian Pounds. That's to finish off with Sean Smith.
Now I like this.
That's called Chicken Fry.
Yeah, this is Zach Brown Band.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this guy.
Yeah.
was filled of the groaning southern ground.
All right. So you'll be surprised at where
he went
goes.
To Adam.
No, he didn't.
No. CeeLo?
Let's, Michael, play the last cut there, 824.
Now, look, I asked, begged, and pleaded these people behind me. I said, please, give me a sign.
You got the sign right there.
What does that say, brother?
Big sexy right there, brother.
Big sexy?
That's big sexy right there.
Big sexy?
Big sexy.
I am an Iraq veteran. I did 8 years in the Army.
And he's now going to win.
Did a lot of playing music. I was the only one with my unit that was there. They actually brought a guitar with them. So I was kind of like the morale guy over there.
Playing for the boys, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Look, okay, good.
All right, so that's Sean Smith. Jennifer predicts he wins the voice.
I think he goes far, yes.
All right. Time for a 2020. What's we gonna, we'll call this a, this is an info quiz. All right? I want to know how much Americans spend every day to eat out. Is it $7 billion, $1 billion, $1.7 billion, or $17 billion a day spent eating out in America? What's the right answer for a swell prize? 888-302-3684. Andrea Metcalf helps us shake off all the food in the next half hour of Good Day.
Have you checked out AARP's YouTube channel?
Hi, I'm George Takei. Welcome to Takei's Take. Every year, a new piece of technology comes along and casts its spell upon the masses.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. At 78, George Takei is just as with it in the real world of high tech as he seemed to be years ago on Star Trek.
So, what about 2013? What's this year's IT product? And how the hell do you get one? Today's topic is Google Glass.
That's a hands-free way to take a picture and share it instantly on the internet, and there's more.
So, what does Google Glass do anyway? You can check the weather, take pictures, record video, get directions, and look stuff up on the web.
So check out Takei's Take on AARP's YouTube channel. Boldly go where you haven't gone before. It may not be the final frontier, but it sure is entertaining. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to GEICO because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. GEICO's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to GEICO. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Conversation, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness person, is going to be here with us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, our 2020 info quiz: how much do Americans spend every day to eat out? Is it 7 billion?
Are you talking
1
New
billion?
Yorkers?
I'm talking about people all over the country.
Eat out every night.
Seven billion.
No, New Yorkers, Americans.
1 billion. Yeah, no, New Yorkers, just Americans.
Shut up, bum. Very good, Ken.
Yeah. All right, is it 7 billion, 1 billion, 1.7 billion, or 17 billion? What's the amount of money that Americans spend every day? No matter which of those you pick, it's pretty astronomical. Or is it gastronomical? 888-3. Well, I thought that was funny. You didn't think that was funny?
Yes.
You didn't even get a sympathy laugh.
No.
That was
nothing.
What was great about that. It was like cricket.
Everybody.
Chirp, chirp, chirp,
plunk.
Chirp.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much. All right. Do we have the things that will make you happier? All right.
I'm
going to get to those. The 10 things easily done.
Yeah, I've heard what makes you happy for the rest of your life is if you make an ugly woman your wife.
Really? You've heard that?
I've heard that.
American adults, according to a big story today, lag well behind their counterparts in most other developed countries in mathematical and technical skills, the skills that are needed in the modern workplace. The study, very detailed, shows that the well-documented pattern of several other countries surging past our country in terms of test scores, for example, and college graduation corresponds to the distinct skills gap that extends beyond school in our country. And one of the reasons we have so much unemployment and so many people on welfare is because we suck at educating our kids, and kids suck at attention. And one of the reasons that that is, in my opinion, is the prevalence of all of this technology, all of this social media, the easily distracted human being, which is most of us. How many times have you heard Richie talk about when I see the shiny quarter on the floor, I'm going to go down a different street? And I'm not even using any of this technology, and I didn't when I was younger. Can you imagine what some of these people that are so connected to this technology are going to be like in 20 years? What are these teenagers?
I think you check your phone 150 times a day.
Yeah.
That's the number.
Right.
Really? Isn't that crazy? People with, kids with smartphones check it 150 times a day.
We are ruining, we become zombies. And this report, this study, shows that we are. Even middle-aged Americans, who on paper are among the best educated people for their generation anywhere in the world, are barely better than middle of the pack in skills. And so we have the education secretary who releases a statement, this big phony, that shows our education system hasn't done enough to help Americans. So we need to put more money, more government. Let's get behind the teachers' unions and enhance the terrible job that they're doing. Why are teachers doing such a bad job? Because they are not left alone to teach. 9 times out of 10, we have good teachers, but because there is so much bunkum and blarney and BS, I almost actually said the word, that comes as a result of government interference, the federal government's interference in the local needs that school committees need to be able to figure out on their own.
To gauge their classroom, engage their students, and teach accordingly.
Yep. These organizers assessed skills in literacy and facility with math in 23 different countries. In 19 countries, there was a third assessment called problem solving, and that basically focused on technology in some of the technological countries. They use it more. Japan, number one. Finland, number two. The Netherlands, number three. Sweden, number four. Norway, number five. Spain, number six. Italy, number seven. France, number eight. And so forth and so on. The United States was, let's see here, 9% of Americans scored in the top 2 of 5 proficiency levels. 23 country average of 12% in Finland, Japan, and Sweden. That's basically, they were best in Finland, Japan, and Sweden. In some of the other areas, Spain did very badly. Spain's a very, very socialistic country, and their educational system is not good. Same with Italy, I think, Roberta. Italy's very socialistic.
Yes, they are.
I don't know that their educational system is all that great either.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. But we got nothing to brag about here. Not a thing. And so what is all that money that you're paying through your tax dollars to the educational system? George Bush and his No Child Left Behind? No, there was not one child left behind. Everybody was left behind.
No.
And the same is true with the current administration, what they're doing. Not, they're just throwing money at stuff without figuring it out. All right, so am I done?
Are you done?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure you are.
All right. The 10 things that will make you happier. We use the big voiced announcer. Now, Jennifer likes to be the big
announcer. I like to be the big voiced announcer. That's
all right. Fine. So but we must have some sound effect that we have, don't we, Michael? That is...
If you want.
Yeah, give us some noise anyway. It goes with Jennifer's voice.
Anything special?
No, just noise. Come up with some noise.
Sing.
Good, here we go. The 10 easy things that will make you happier.
Number 5.
No, 10.
Number 10.
Number 10.
All right. Okay.
Number 10.
That's much better. Practice gratitude. When you thank people and show that you are grateful, it increases both your happiness quotient and your satisfaction in life. I have become very conscious of this in the past 4 or 5 months, and it is amazing. It's very simple, but if you practice gratitude, you will find yourself feeling so much better, especially if, like, you keep a journal of things that you're grateful for. Share 3 good things a day with somebody that you care about.
Hmm.
And it will be an extraordinarily good lesson and a way for you to work your way to being happier.
Number 9.
Meditate. The people who are now, and people have made a big thing out of this, like it was some big deal that was connected to the New Age. It's not. It's a habit that improves your focus, clarity of thinking, your attention span, keeps you calm. You breathe when you're doing your meditation. And for many people who are victims of this discussion we were just having that are crazed by all the technology, you will find yourself rewired for happiness if you meditate. It just takes your mind. And by the way, there's no special skill. I always just think that meditation is set like some yogi. No, you don't have to do any of that stuff. No.
Number eight.
Plan a trip. You don't necessarily have to take one. It's great therapy to plan.
Just lie to yourself.
Absolutely.
It is. It's great. You'll be
whenever
very
jumps,
happy.
That's what I do.
Yep. Applied research suggests that what Roberta just said.
Even just researching it.
Yep. In the study, the effect of vacation anticipation boosts happiness, and it will last for 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
8 weeks, thinking about it.
Number seven.
Practice smiling. It can alleviate pain. Smiling itself makes us feel better. It's more effective when you back it up with positive thoughts. Study, by the way, that we're referring to is done by Michigan State University in the business department of all places. That's where all this information came from. The 10 easy things that'll make you happier.
Number six.
Help other people. Give 100 hours a year, 100 hours a year to helping other people. Dedicate yourself to helping others in order to enrich. There are a lot of people who say, oh, I'm going to help somebody else. Isn't that great? You're going to benefit more from it than the people you help. Guaranteed.
Number five.
Number five on our list of 10 easy things that will make you happier. Go outside. Just go outside. Nice day, bad day, go outside. Get away from being in the house or in the office or being cooped up. You'll feel much better if you go outside and take a big, deep breath of what's going on. Take in what you can see. The leaves are changing now.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the breath that you are expending in and out. That's a great thing for you to do. Right.
Number four.
Spend time with people you like. Hopefully you like your family, your friends. Do not regret that you did not spend more time with the people you love once you're on your deathbed. We are happy when we have family and friends around. All of the other things we think make us happy are actually just ways of getting more time with your family, friends, people you love. Find the people you love, acknowledge that you love them, and spend time with them.
Number three.
Move closer to work. A short commute is worth more than a big house.
Oh, yeah.
Do not waste your time getting into a car and doing what the people in California do.
Absolutely.
And New York and Washington and Chicago and St. Louis and every place else, spending all that time in a car. If you can get close to work, it'll make you much happier because you don't have that road thing.
Number two.
Sleep more.
Ugh.
You will be less sensitive to negative emotions. Your body recovers from the day, repairs itself, and it helps you focus on being more productive. All right? So those are nine of the ten. We're going to get to number
one
with Andrea Metcalf in just a moment here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Every lineup needs a wild card. Try the gooey goodness of fried cheese curds. Ooh, fries loaded with gravy, bacon, and more.
Wow.
For a limited time. Buffalo Wild Wings. Ooh. Wings, beer, and sports. What a wonderful commercial. Yum. Just as we anticipate Andrea's arrival on the scene. Right, let's get the answer to our 2020
Wisconsin
news quiz. How much, this is an info quiz. How much do Americans spend every day going out to dinner? Is it $7 billion, $1 billion, $1.7 billion, or $17 billion? Julie?
I think it's $7 billion.
Why do you think it's $7 billion?
Because a lot of people eat out and food is expensive.
Well, there's something to be said for that. That's a good guess. That's a little high. In fact, according to a study done by the Food Critics Association, and who would have thought there were 110,000 of them around the country? Anyway, the amount of money that is spent is $1.7 billion every day eating out. I think that still is a staggering number. Don't you? When you get right down to it, $1.7 billion a day. There's an interesting story also related to that in Consumer Reports about rating people's experiences in restaurants. Most people have a negative, if you're going to chains and stuff, most people have a negative feeling about it. There are 102 national chains in our country. Only 19 got marks over 40%. Wow. I'd be looking at what the hell.
Yeah, I want to know.
How I'm training people or whatever it is. All right, so Julie, I appreciate your call. Didn't have the right answer, but you gave it the old college try. Thank you. Let's get to Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, Andrea and AndreaMetcalf.com. Hi, ma'am. Hi, ma'am.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Andrea.
Happy birthday to you. What are you going to do to celebrate your birthday?
Well, I have a lot of fun things on the schedule today because I have a fitness video shoot tomorrow, so I get to have my nails done, my hair blown dry, my eyebrows waxed.
Wow. Eyebrows waxed.
Yeah.
How many birthdays is this?
How many birthdays?
It's like a beauty day. It's kind of a beauty day. But then I get to film these little kids dressed up for Halloween, and that should be really fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun. All right, we were going through the 10 easy things that will make you happier, and among them, the number one item on the list is exercise. And the suggestion, this is, by the way, an article that was written this past week, I think, in the New York Times. Exercise, people say, I don't have time to exercise. According to this story, 7 minutes is enough. You agree?
7 minutes?
Well, 7 minutes might be
enough. I always say I like to get people to the 10 mark, but if 7 minutes means that they're going to at least do it, I'll check them in at 7.
So what would you do for an efficient workout in 7 minutes?
Well, you know, you could do a minute of jumping jacks, a minute of mountain climbers, a minute of jump rope. You could do a minute of running in place. Anything to really get your heart up.
All right.
And you could just put on some fast music and dance for 7 minutes.
So I have a request or a problem. I'm in this CrossFit class now, and one of the things you're supposed to do is jump rope. I don't find myself, and I'm trying to remember when I was
coordination's a problem.
Oh my God! Once or twice I'm down, I fall down, I trip, and it actually seems dangerous to me.
And you're not taking video for DougStephan.com?
No, I haven't thought about that. You want me to try that? Is that what you want me to try, Jennifer?
We'll be better able to help you with what you're doing wrong if we share that with us.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank you, Andrew. That's very, very nice. What do you do in the case of jumping jacks? I mean, jumping jacks, yeah. But jumping rope, what's the secret for you?
We've got to keep the rope low and twirl from your wrists, not from your shoulders.
Okay, I've tried to do that. It's a wrist action, as it were, but you got to move them fast. Some people in my class can jump twice as the thing hits the ground. I look at them and I'm awestruck by it. How in the world is this one woman who's been doing this for 3 years, and she does it like religiously every day she's there, and she's a master at this. I don't even begin. How do you jump twice? Never mind once.
Well, I think the key word you said is she's been doing it for years, so she's been able to perfect the quality of her wrist twirling to be able to speed up that rope. It has nothing to do with more than that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can double jump. I can double jump crisscross and that. The way to start learning is to take your wrist and twirl the rope in a figure eight and follow your cadence with the figure eight and get that faster and faster, and then you can probably start going the other way.
That sort of sounds like what boxers do. I've seen boxers do that, right? Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Well, you're a better man than I, but then that, I guess, comes with all of that experience you've had. AndreaMetcalf.com, nationally recognized as America's fitness expert. Check it out, AndreaMetcalf.com. Here on Good Day at 51 After.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Keep it up there.
Barely mad enough?
I was like, I'm not ashamed of liking Barry Manilow. What are you stopping? What
thank
is that?
You, Michael.
It's barely man enough. Ready to take a chance again. What happened to me being the host and the boss of the program? Why did you stop playing that, Michael?
I didn't stop it. That was just, when it just ran out on its own.
Oh, really?
He gave her all he's got, Kevin. Oh, no.
Never mind. It's from the movie Foul Play. Chevy Chase's first starring role. By the way, Chevy Chase is 70 today. How old do we think Barry Manilow is? He's going to be mid-60s, isn't he? Early mid-60s? What'd you say?
No, I don't know. Maybe or later than that.
I saw
like
him.
It's such a breakup song.
Someplace. Yeah, I guess it is. This is not the most emotional of all of his songs.
Which ones get those Doug's tears right?
No, we're not
which
doing,
one is it?
Yeah, we're doing movie moments now. We're not doing musical moments.
Okay.
We start movie moments with
also 70.
Is he 70? Wow.
Turned 70 earlier this year.
Wow. McGee's McGee. All right, well, anyway, it's a good way for us to get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We're going to have a contest, which also features a movie that stars Chevy Chase. And then we'll have some movie news here. 888-302-3684 is the number you dial if you know the name of the movie that's in the focus. All right, kill the music now. Nice job, Michael.
Kill the music or kill me.
Put us all out of our misery. All right, so anyway, let's do the contest. First clue, you'll listen to three clues, audio clues from a movie, and then you'll call us at 888-302-DOUG with the answer. First person in with the right answer hasn't won before movie moments gets the prize. Here's the first clue.
Thanks for the bruises, and you can keep the stool samples.
Nice. Do you know which one it is, Chucker?
There's so many of them. Another clue I need. Not a clue, Michael.
Come on, Super Spy, think of something.
You're the diplomat. Talk to them.
All right. Stop right there, and I'll bring back the sun.
Is spying a clue?
I believe so.
Okay.
Eight. 888-30. Thank you, Roberta. 888-302-37. Really? Jeez, I could have sworn it was you. 888-30, except that, wait a minute, your clue is when it comes to movies, so it must have been
this
Jennifer. 888-302-3684, last clue.
Every minute you don't tell us why you're here, I cut off a finger.
Mine or yours?
Yours.
Damn. Mine or yours. All right, everybody's got it, right? 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the movie. Meanwhile, Chucker's standing by, or sitting by. He's really eager to give us some information, so we'll have movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Pets can be a lot of work, and some parents might be hesitant to allow a furry friend to join their family. But bringing a new pet into the home also comes with many positive benefits for children in particular. According to a new survey from the National Pet Products Association, 58% of current pet owners believe having a cat, dog, or other type of pet actually helped teach kids to be more responsible. To help your children take care of their first pet, have them keep track of their duties and get into a routine with a weekly feeding and cleaning chart. Teach them that maintaining a healthy environment for their pet is important. Everything from the food and water bowls to the cages and litter boxes. Cat owners in particular can keep the litter box smelling clean and fresh with Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter. It's long-lasting and contains powerful odor destroyers, so it works even if you can't scoop every day. Lastly, encourage playtime between your children and their pet, since both benefit from these interactions. For more information, visit ultralastlitter.com.
All right, let's get to some movie news, Chuck. I'm sure you have a bag full.
I got this one. Ben Stiller's newest film, dubbed The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which garnered a lot of early Oscar buzz, screened at the New York Film Festival the other day and drew polarizing reviews. Some people, which I read, really, really liked it, and some people really, really disliked it. It opens on Christmas Day. You mentioned the other day, will it be another third entry in the Night of the Museum franchise? There will. Start filming in the next few months. Now, Escape Plan with star Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger hits theaters the 18th of this month, tracking at $11 million opening weekend, which is really so-so. Sylvester Stallone and Schwarzenegger, I like them a lot, but I just don't feel there's a big audience for this film. We're going to have to see how this plays out going forward. The TV trailers actually look pretty cheesy, too. Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino was asked in an interview to tell us what his favorite movies of the year are. Guess what?
Yeah, I read that.
Did you see it? The Lone Ranger. I saw The Lone Ranger on the plane the other night. It wasn't bad. It wasn't. My son led me to believe it was terrible because his friend Armie Hammer is in it, and he didn't much like it. But yeah, I thought it was okay. All right, let's get our answer here. Derek, what's the name of the movie in question?
Spies Like Us.
Chevy Chase, 70 today. You get the prize, sir. Thank you. 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.